Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsani ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. One of the greatest acts and one of the most virtuous deeds and practices that a person can do during the month of Ramadan is something that is often understated due to everyone being so preoccupied with the other ibadah and the other sunnah that everyone is practicing during the month of Ramadan. And that is generosity and spending. That many times, and rightfully, we emphasize fasting and the different issues of fasting and how to correct ourselves through this fasting. And we emphasize the Taraweeh and the recitation of the month of and the recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. That many times this aspect of Ramadan is overlooked. The Prophet ﷺ, along with fasting and Quran and Taraweeh, nightly prayers, and all the different forms of ibadah that he would observe, i'tikaf, which we inshallah will discuss in an upcoming khutbah. One of the very special practices of the Prophet ﷺ is summarized by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, in which he says that the Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of mankind. He was the most generous human being. And he was at his most generous during the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ used to practice even more generosity in giving and sharing during this blessed month of Ramadan. Which one of us would not jump at the opportunity of a great investment that would return back hundreds of fold? Any one of us would jump at that opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The example or the similitude of a person who spends his wealth in the path of Allah is like كَمَثَلِ حَبَّ, is like a grain of corn. أَنْبَتَتْ سَبَعَ سَنَابِلْ. When it is planted and cultivated, it grows 7 different ears of corn. وَفِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّ. And each and every single ear of corn has 100 more grains on it. So one grain became 700. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. These examples are for us to better understand the issues and to understand the generosity that Allah shows us when we show generosity to other people. When we show generosity to the creation of Allah, the poor, the needy, those amongst Allah's slaves who are in need of help, then Allah shows His generosity to us, and He explains to us how this one becoming 700, this is just an example so you can understand how abundantly and how many more fold I will reward you. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. But the reality is Allah gives to whomever He wills, however much He wills. Allah has no limits placed upon it. It's not like some business where it can only give this much profit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits upon Him. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limitless treasures of each and every single thing. So Allah is telling us, I can give you much, much more than this 700 fold. But spend. And we talked about earlier in one of the talks about interest and riba. To counter that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, instead of putting your money there, invest it into the akhirah. And that's where He tells us that يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah has put this blessing and this virtue in sadaqah, in spending in the path of Allah, that it will increase your wealth. Increase your wealth. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What is left with you will finish one day, will expire. It'll be gone. But what is with Allah, what you have sent ahead for yourself, for the life of the hereafter, that will remain for all of eternity. That's not going anywhere. You'll find that in full, but many, 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 many fold, more than that in the hereafter waiting for you. And the Prophet ﷺ explained this very eloquently. He said that a human being, Ibn Adam, says, Mali, Mali, he says, my money, my wealth, my wealth. Mind this, mind that. But the Prophet ﷺ tells us to contemplate, to think, to ponder. He says, what is really his? Except for maybe food that he's eaten, clothes that he has completely worn out, not the way how we have wardrobes today. Dozens and dozens of pairs of clothes. Some clothes we only end up wearing maybe once a year. Not that. The Prophet ﷺ says clothes that have been worn to the point of being completely worn out. That's it, they're done. You've retired them. That type of clothing. So food that he's eaten, or clothes that he's completely worn out, or sadaqah that he has spent in the path of Allah. That's his. Everything else that a human being has, that he claims to be his, is really something he's going to leave behind for his inheritors to take and benefit. That's why the Prophet ﷺ asked the Sahaba, who here, which person here holds someone else's money more beloved than his own? Who likes someone else's wealth more than his own? And when the Sahaba said, who would do that? Everyone loves his own wealth and his own possessions more. The Prophet ﷺ said exactly. That what you use, what you have benefited from, that is yours. Everything else belongs to someone else. It's inheritance. Somebody else will have it. Somebody else will take it. So this is the month of Ramadan. Let us discipline ourselves in this way. Let us revive this practice of the Prophet ﷺ. Let us prepare for our akhirah through this means as well. By spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By being generous. The first step of that is zakah. But what I'm talking about here goes beyond that. But that is the first step. If we are not paying zakat, if we haven't up until now in our lifetimes, this is the month of tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness and begin paying your zakat. That's the first step. Start taking out zakat. And inshallah after Ramadan we'll have a seminar, a class about the details and the technicalities of zakat and how it exactly works. Inshallah, look for the announcement and we will be able to discuss that issue in detail at that time. But start giving your zakat. Ask questions and find out how you need to give your zakat. After that, spending generously. Zakat is just a minimal requirement, but we should be doing much, much more than that. That's how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were. I just mentioned a couple of days ago, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu coming at the bad time of Tabuk with every single thing that he owned. Brought everything that he owned. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu brought half of his wealth. So practice generosity. Whatever you have, give it. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. The Prophet ﷺ appeals to us. He says, save yourselves from the fire of hell. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. Save yourselves from the fire of hell. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. Even if it's with half a date. Meaning if all you have in your possession, your sole possession is one date, break it in half, give half in sadaqah and half, eat half yourself. But save yourself from the fire of hell. Sadaqah extinguishes the fire. It protects you from the fire. It's a shield. So for that reason, practice generosity. And of course, we have Sadaqatul Fitr coming in the end, at the end of the month of Ramadan.